This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
If the person is eating and hears the adhan, or about to drink and hears the adhan, should stop immediately or the person can finish. Actually, in this regard, there's a hadith on the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he said, إِذَا أَذَّنَ الْمُؤَذِّنُ وَفِي يَدِ أَحْدِكُمْ إِنَاءٌ وَهُوَ يَشْتَهِي فَلَا يَضَعُ حَتَّى يَقْضِي حَاجَتَهُ مِنْهُ. If the muadhin called the adhan, while you have something, a container in your hand, and you desire it, don't put it down until you fulfill your desire from it. And there is many narrations from the companions, radiallahu anhum, Ibn Mas'ud and others, that the adhan was called, and they were eating, and they finished whatever was in their hand, while the adhan is called. First of all, this goes back to simple fact that in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the adhan that it was made as a signaling the forbidden of eating and the person should not eat anymore is the adhan of Abdullah ibn Ummi Maktoum, and he was a blind person. And they used to come to him and tell him, Asbaht, Asbaht, Fajr entered, and he will walk to the place where he called the adhan and he will start calling the adhan. So here, from the moment that they noticed the Fajr until the moment he called the adhan, you talk about a minute or two. So things is not as, you know, restricted and by seconds like some people might think. So that's why I would say that if the adhan is called and you still desire that thing, or maybe you wake up late, you are allowed to eat or drink as long as the adhan still exists. But if you don't desire that water or that food, it's better to avoid it. But your fasting, inshallah, will be correct.